Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
I'd love to compare the poll numbers between Brady and Trump. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Two of the most unpopular figures in everyday Americana are tanking in the polls for different reasons. Tom Brady, who won 6 Super Bowls with the New England Patriots and became a victorious villain outside his home team's footprint, has raised the dander of fans everywhere again, now besides those in Central Florida. Now playing for Tampa Bay, Brady is one win away from his 10th Super Bowl after beating the New Orleans Saints and their universally popular Drew Brees, who likely has played his last NFL game. Brees has been everyone's sentimental favorite after a career plagued by injuries and bad calls in playoff games, and it was Brees' 4 interceptions that sunk the Saints against Brady and the Bucks. The sports world will watch Brady take on the Packers and Aaron Rodgers on Sunday for the NFC title and Super Bowl berth. Even though they will play in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field and sub-freezing temperatures, Brady haters have seen him pull out so many games against the odds that they are scared to death. It's the kind of challenge Brady loves as a 43-year-old NFL quarterback still playing at a high level. His minority of fans are rabid and consider him a golden boy, but his haters think he is a whiner and a cheat. Sound familiar? The president will be spending his last full day in office with poll numbers sinking as low as Brady's, but he has more to worry about than a bunch of boo-birds. His haters are in the majority. His Trumpers are loud and can be lethal, as witnessed at the Capitol 2 weeks ago. To be honest, Brady is more like the Yankees, the old Celtics, and Cowboys of 30 years ago. Except for their own fans, teams that win all the time grow old fast. Brady has won too much, and his supermodel wife and good looks don't help him with those who have made up their minds. Unlike Brady, for Trump, it's the fourth quarter with the clock winding down. His game is ending unless he makes a comeback in 4 years when TB12 will be 47 and maybe still playing. OMG, could he? Would he? This is Archansky. See ya.